This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two of the 17 American and Canadian Christian missionaries taken hostage in Haiti last month have been released. That's according to the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, which arranged for their trip. They made that announcement in a statement on Sunday. Haitian officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Haitian officials had previously said a gang known as 400 Mawozo was demanding $1 million in ransom per person. A man identifying himself as the leader of the gang said in a video posted on YouTube last month that he was willing to kill hostages if he did not get what he wanted. The 16 Americans and one Canadian, including five children, were abducted in October after visiting an orphanage. The incident has highlighted Haiti's dire kidnapping problem, which has worsened amid economic and political crises and escalating violence. The Taliban on Sunday ordered television channels in Afghanistan to stop airing soap operas featuring women artists and said female journalists must wear hijabs in accordance with the group's interpretation of Islamic law known as Sharia. The restrictions are part of a new 8-point set of guidelines issued by the Taliban in the latest sign that the hardline group is restricting women's rights. The guidelines say films and dramas should not have female actors. Television stations are advised not to show men who were not covered from chest to knees. And it said they should not broadcast foreign or locally produced movies that, quote, promote foreign culture and traditions. The ministry has defended the directive, saying it's aimed at countering propagation of immorality and airing of videos that are against the principles of Sharia.